Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Good morning. I want to welcome you to today's podcast. We're going to be dealing with lesson number 7. That's chapter 7 in your book, and it's on biblical background. Now, the objectives of this particular lesson are that you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, identify major historical periods of the Bible, describe everyday life in Bible times, and define Bible archaeology. Our verse, our key verse for today, is going to be found in Psalms 119, 152. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. So as an introduction, each part of the Bible occurred at a specific time in history and in a specific cultural context. Proper understanding of a passage often relates to these factors. This chapter is going to give a brief summary of the history of the Bible and explain the details of everyday life in Bible days. Now, it's a chronological history. Chronological history tells us what an event occurred in the past. Chronological actually means order or sequence, and chronological history organizes events of the past in a proper order. In most of the world, the dating of time is divided into two major periods. These two periods are known by the initials after the number of the year. For instance, we have BC numbers, which mark with the initials mean an event happened before the birth of Christ, and AD numbers marked with these initials mean an event that happened after the time of the birth of Christ. When we say something happened at 250 BC, it means it happened 250 years before Christ. And we say an event happened 700 AD, it means it happened 700 years after the birth of Christ. Now, when a number has BC after it, the larger the number is, the older the date is. When a number has an AD after it, the larger the number is, the more recent the date. If you look at the chart in your book, it'll help you to understand the dating. Now, there are several ways that we're able to know the chronological history of Bible events. First one is that the Bible itself provides the dates of some events. Number two, early records of historians also provide dates. And through archaeology, which is the study of ancient things, it is a science which gains knowledge of times past from the study of existing remains of their civilizations. So biblical archaeology is the study of the remains found in Bible lands. Some of the historical record of the Bible has been gained just by dating these remains. Next, we're going to deal with the chronological history of the Bible. The chronological history of the Bible is most easily divided into 12 major periods. So you're going to see that one chart shows the major periods of Bible chronology. And if you look at column 2 on the chart, it shows 12 periods of Bible history, starting with the creation of Abraham and concluding with the spread of the gospel. Now columns 1 and 3 show when the books of the Bible were written. And note that between the Old and New Testament, there was a period of 386 years during which no books were written. So you want to refer to the chronology as you study the Bible, because it's going to really help you determine what events happened. Now what you're going to want to do is read the description of the major events which occurred in these 12 periods of the Bible history. The first one is the creation of Abraham from creation to 2000 BC. The creation of the universe, the fall of man into sin, the murder of Abel by Cain, Noah and the flood, the Tower of Babel, and some of the major Bible events of this period. Number two, we have Abraham to Moses. That's 2000 to 15,000 BC. This period covers approximately 500 years, and it's the experiences of one man, Abraham, and his descendants are the focus of this period. So from Abraham, God raised up a nation of Israel through which he wanted to reveal himself to the nations of the world. And this period includes the stories of Isaac, the son of Abraham, and Isaac's son Jacob. The period climaxes with the story of Joseph, who was Jacob's son, who was sold into slavery in Egypt and became a great ruler. Jacob and his family later joined Joseph in Egypt. And number three, we have the Exodus, and that's 1500 to 1460 BC. And between the close of Genesis and the opening of Exodus, approximately 100 years passed. The family of Jacob multiplied into the nation of Israel during this time. The Egyptians became fearful because of the rapid increase of the Israelites, so they made them slaves. Moses was raised up under his leadership. The Israelites miraculously departed from Egypt, and after spending a year in Mount Sinai, they wandered for 38 years in the desert. This period closes with the death of Moses and the leadership of Israel being assumed by a man named Joshua. Number four, we have the conquest of Canaan, and that's 1460 to 1450 BC. Now, during this period, Joshua led Israel into Canaan to possess the land that God had promised them. And when the ungodly people of this area were conquered militarily, the land was divided among the 12 tribes of Israel. This period of 10 years is recorded in the book of Joshua. Then we have number five, which is the Judges. That's 1450 to 1102 BC. This was the time during which God raised up judges to rule the people of Israel. It is a dark period of time in the story of Israel, as is it a time of spiritual failure. This period lasted for 348 years. Number six, we have the kingdom. That's 1102 to 982 BC. Samuel, the last judge of Israel, established the kingdom of Israel and anointed Saul to be king. Three kings, which were Saul, David, and Solomon, each reigned about 40 years. During this time, the nation of Israel attained the highest glory in their history. The government was firmly established and Israel's borders were expanded. And the story of this period, as well as the three following periods, are recorded in 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and 1 and 2 Chronicles. The kingdom period lasted for 120 years, and then the kingdom was divided. Number seven, we have the two kingdoms, and that's 982 to 722 BC, when the evil son of Solomon, Rehoboam, came to the throne. The northern tribes revolted. They established a separate kingdom of Israel. The kingdom in the south became known as the kingdom of Judah. For about 259 years, Israel was divided into these two kingdoms. And number eight, we have Judah alone, 722 to 587 BC. Israel, the northern kingdom, was conquered by the Assyrians in 722 BC. The people were taken captive into Syria, and after the fall of Israel, the southern kingdom of Judah lasted 135 years. Judah's kings had shown moral loyalty to God, and the people had not gone into deep sin. Number nine is the captivity. That's 587 to 538 BC. In spite of the warnings of the prophets, Judah finally went deeper into sin until God let them be conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, and they taken into captive by Babylon. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and the people of God who few hundred years before had miraculously crossed the Jordan River were now marched away in chains. In number 10, we have the restoration. That's from 538 to 391 BC. When a king by the name of Cyrus became the leader in Babylon, he permitted God's people to return and rebuild Jerusalem and their temple of worship. Zerubbabel led a group who returned to reestablish themselves in the land. The records of this period are found in the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. The period of restoration lasted about 147 years. So then we have the area that's between the Testaments, which is 391 to 5 BC. Now, the Old Testament closes with the reestablishment of God's people Israel in Canaan. Then came a period of about 400 years between the Old and New Testaments. There are no Bible books written during this period, so information on the time comes from secular writings. So during this time, Palestine was ruled by the Persians, which was from 536 to 333 BC. Then the Greeks from 333 to 323 BC. Then the Egyptians from 323 to 204 BC. Then the Syrians from 204 to 165 BC. Then the Maccabeans from 165 to 63 BC, And then finally, Rome from 63 BC through to the time of Christ. So then the chronology of the life of Christ we find is from 5 BC to 28 AD. So after 400 years, John the Baptist was raised up by God to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus was to be the savior of a sinful mankind. The promise of this plan of salvation was first made in the Garden of Eden when man originally sinned, Genesis 3:15. Jesus was miraculously born of a virgin, revealed himself to Israel as the Messiah, was rejected, crucified for the sins of all mankind, resurrected by the power of God. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recorded this period of 33 years. Then we have the spread of the gospel, which was 28 to 100 AD. This period covers the events of Christ's return to heaven following his resurrection. It records the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout the world. And now chart 2 are the judges of Israel. So the Old Testament refers to many events which happened when Israel was recorded by the judges. Judges ruled before Israel had kings. The story of the judges are recorded in the book of Judges. So use the chart in your book to help you identify when the events occurred during the period of the judges. The next chart here in your book is dealing with the kings of Israel and Judah. So many Old Testament events are mentioned as having occurred during the reign of the different kings of Israel and Judah. So this chart in your book is going to help you to date these events. And then you'll notice chart 4 in your book, which is dealing with the Old Testament prophets. So since much of the Old Testament are books of prophecy, it's important to know when the prophets lived and when they prophesied. So you can use this chart number 4, to date events during the periods of the prophets. So now I want to speak just for a few minutes about life in Bible times. So the Bible, historians, and archaeological studies have provided information on the everyday life of the people of Israel in Bible times. Now, prior to the time when they went into Egypt, the people of Israel lived in tents. They moved about with their flocks and herds in search of fresh pasture and water. After the exodus from Egypt and the years traveling in the desert, Israel settled in their promised land of Canaan. And from that time on, life of ordinary people followed a pattern that changed little throughout the years. So we had peasant men worked either in the fields or in the village craft, while women and children kept the home. Farming and shepherding were both important occupations, and there was some fishing and all kinds of village crafts, including carpentry and pottery and leather work. Water was in short supply since the land was hot and dry most of the year. Water was drawn from the village well in a goatskin bucket. This was an important piece of place of socializing for the women. People wore long flowing robes in order to keep cool. The material of the robe was decided by wealth. The wealthy could afford brightly dyed cloth, and other clothes indicated a man's profession. For example, the priests wore special clothing. A rabbi or religious leader of Israel wore a blue fringed robe. Shoes were made of cowhide soles with leather thongs, which fastened to the ankle. Marriages were arranged by parents, and there was little or no social mixing between young people because the bride was a working asset. She had to be paid for with a bride price, and domestic life centered really around in the home. In Old Testament times, there was no school for common men's children. They were taught skills and religion by their parents. By the time of Jesus, a girl's education was still entirely her mother's responsibility, and boys went to school at the synagogue from the ages 6 on. The Old Testament was the textbook that they used to learn history, geography, literature, and law. Exceptional students were sent to Jerusalem to learn from the rabbis. Each boy also had to learn a trade. When a boy became 13 years old, he became bar mitzvah, which is Jewish for son of the law. This meant that he was considered to be a man. Death among the people of Israel called for an elaborate ceremonies of mourning. Sometimes professional mourners were hired. In the New Testament times, bodies were anointed and wrapped in special grave clothes, and poor people were buried in common graves or caves. But the wealthy had tombs dug out of rocks and sealed with a flat boulder. So there was no division between civil and religious law in Israel. The gate of the city or the village was a place where problems were formally judged. The highest court in the New Testament was the Sanhedrin, which consisted of 70 men who met in the temple. The Roman authorities, who were in control of Israel during the New Testament times, allowed the Israelites to pass any sentence under their law except the death penalty. The religious life of Israel centered first on the tabernacle and later on the temple in Jerusalem. The Old Testament religious regulations were administered by the priest and the Levites. The greatest religious day of the year was the Day of Atonement. On this day, the high priest entered into the innermost room of the temple to make atonement for his own sins and the sins of the people. Other festivals included Passover, which was a way of remembering Israel's escape from Egypt, the Feast of Pentecost, which marked the beginning of a harvest, and the Feast of Tabernacles, which was the harvest festival. The Feast of Purim recalled Esther's deliverance of Israel, and the Feast of Trumpets marked the start of a new year. Between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament, regular worship shifted from the main temple to the local synagogue, and this practice started in the days when Israel was in captivity, and there was no temple in Jerusalem. Only men took an active part in synagogue service. The women and children sat in a different section. The pattern of the service included a statement of a creed, prayers, readings from the law, and the prophets. This was followed by a sermon and a time when the men could question the minister. The Old Testament scriptures were written on sacred scrolls, which only the doctors of the law might open. Whenever possible, visits were made to the temple at Jerusalem, which had been rebuilt. The temple was similar to Solomon's original temple in the Old Testament times, but it was on a larger scale. The story of the Bible is set against the background of traditional family and rural life, which did not change for centuries. It was also set against the background of warring empires around Israel and the influence of the Roman Empire. Roman extended to control and the people of Israel during the time of Jesus. So that'll be it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test in your book and join me for lesson number 8.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.